USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fire officials in Philadelphia say they're dealing with one of the worst fires in the city's history. The fire department saying 13 people, including 7 children, died when a blaze ripped through a row home that was converted into apartments. Philadelphia First Deputy Fire Commissioner Craig Murphy explaining what's being done to make sure this never happens again.
We are working with the fire marshal's office. We plan on and intend on getting a cause for this fire.
Private payrolls are seeing a big jump. ADP saying they grew by 807,000 in December. The number released more than double what Wall Street was estimating. The figure also released ahead of the jobs report, which is due out Friday. USA Radio News.
Hey there, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and Happy New Year 2022, the year of revolution. That's right. It is revolution time. I want you to declare a revolution for new health, for new vitality, for new energy, for the greatest relationship, for the greatest intimacy you've ever had in your life by declaring a revolution. Let's get rid of those medications. Let's get rid of that fat. Declare a revolution. Thousands of people have made this revolution in their life and changed their life and health forever.
Yeah, women, let's get rid of those hormone issues. Let's get rid of our sleep problems. Let's be a better spouse or just a better us.
That's it. Log on today, EnergizedHealth.com, EnergizedHealth.com.
Or call us at 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895.
Revolution 2022, EnergizedHealth.com.
President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will attend the late Nevada Senator Harry Reid's funeral in Las Vegas this Saturday. Former President Obama is expected to deliver and attend the eulogy. Reid was Nevada's longest-serving U.S. senator and was Senate Majority Leader from 2007 to 2015. He died at the age of 82 on December 28th. With a little bit more on the coronavirus pandemic, the explosive increase in cases in the United States may not be cause for alarm.
Some experts believe the focus of the COVID-19 pandemic should now shift from case numbers to hospital admissions. Health experts emphasize that keeping an eye on COVID-19 hospital admissions shows the virus is still causing severe disease and threatening fragile hospital capacity. However, case counts are still crucial for monitoring hotspots. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former CDC Director Dr. Robert Redfield says an aggressive program that focuses on antiviral drugs to treat COVID-19 will be the next big thing that will help the United States move toward living with coronavirus.
I do anticipate that this virus will continue to evolve, like I mentioned to you months ago, and it will continue to evolve a variant that's more infectious than Delta, and that was Omicron. There needs to be an Operation Warp Speed-like mindset to developing antivirals, not just two antivirals from Pfizer and Merck, but we need a whole portfolio of antivirals that can really begin to put this pandemic back in its place.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, Redfield saying he believes a big evolution is already happening regarding antiviral medication. Schools in Chicago canceled classes on Wednesday after the teachers' union voted to go virtual due to a rise in COVID-19 cases. The Chicago Teachers Union president, Jesse Sharkey, saying the conditions are not safe enough for them to return.
Through the course of this entire pandemic, the city has failed to deliver a whole number of basic demands that we need in the schools, has failed to provide adequate staffing, adequate cleaning in the schools, has failed to provide adequate testing, has failed to address our concerns as people go into the schools.
The union blaming Democratic Mayor Lori Lightfoot. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.